Well, this week, the Reserve Bank gave its strongest indication yet that official interest rates will be cut as early as next month. And on top of that unusually direct signal from the RBA, the banking regulator APRA says it plans to relax some of the guidelines banks use to determine how much they can lend to customers. So what does that mean for the economy, and will it do anything to stem the current housing correction? I spoke earlier with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, who spent a few decades now covering the Reserve Bank. So I asked him if he was surprised that there'd been such a direct signal that rates were about to be cut.
Well, Tom, I don't think I've ever seen the Reserve Bank use such direct language in signalling that rates are about to be cut, but this was an explicit and clear easing bias in the minutes that we saw on Tuesday. And normally we go into these lock-ups at the Reserve Bank and spend so much time deciphering the jargon, comparing one statement to another, looking for tiny changes in languages or nuances. And often I just go to the end of the statement, and that's where they often bury the lead.
Right.
But this time it was quite clear, and later in Philip Lowe's speech, he said that the key boxes of very low inflation and rising unemployment had been ticked, and it was clear that those requirements and the central scenario of an economic improvement wasn't really looking that great, and an easing of a cash rate would be appropriate. So a clear switch to that easing bias after 30 meetings of really no change, and that's what surprised observers. And when I last checked, there was a 95% chance that the cash rate will be cut to 1.25% on June the 4th when the Reserve Bank Board next meets.
Right, but what are the risks in cutting rates to a new historic low, especially with the chance that the cash rate might eventually go below 1%?
Well, the big risk is that with the cash rate already at a record low of 1.5%, there's not really much of a buffer until you hit zero, and that by cutting rates too quickly and too deeply, the ammunition would be used, and there's not much left to deal with something like a global shock out of China, for example, the US going into recession, or even something like the US spat with Iran turning into something a bit more serious. So there's a view that fiscal policy levers such as the tax cuts that were promised in the budget could be used, or infrastructure spending to spur economic growth. And the businessman Graham Bradley, who I spoke to earlier in the week, he's currently the chairman of HSBC Australia, says the RBA should wait for a further deterioration in the economy, and you really don't want to get into a situation of the 0% interest rates, or close to zero, that we saw at the height of the global financial crisis.
And looking at what's been happening in recent times, the banking regulator APRA says it plans to ease some of the norms banks use to assess loan applications. But this time last year, they were tightening up guidelines to make it harder for investors to get loans.
Yes, and this was the big surprise, Tom. And what APRA is looking at is removing the current serviceability buffer. That's where someone goes in to borrow for a home, and they have to prove they can repay that loan if mortgage rates go up to 7%. Now, with the RBA's cash rate so low, APRA wants to installed a 2.5% buffer above a bank's mortgage rate so they can assess serviceability. And as you referred to, strangely, this comes at a time of tighter lending standards in the wake of the Banking Royal Commission last year, where banks have been self-regulating to tighten up their procedures. But it also might be an admission that tighter lending standards went a bit too far, and that the big regulators, the RBA and APRA, are now really worried that lower consumption from the housing correction could really start to hurt the economy without a stimulus boost.
The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.